Our experience with the COVID pandemic means that things can feel uncertain, different, and strange. We aren't sure how we can be the people of God and follow the way of Jesus without our building, without many of our traditions and rituals, without the people we are used to seeing each week, without our old familiar ways of worshiping. How was God faithful to his people in times past when many things were also uncertain, challenging, and different? How did the Spirit of God call the people to new ways of worshiping faithfully and encountering God's presence in strange and painful circumstances? During the season of Easter, we are looking for signs of resurrection hope in the world around us, and we are seeking to live as signs of Christ's hope for the world. One of the ways that we can enter into this Easter hope is by exploring the biblical stories of God's people in exile, in the places and times when everything seems strange and uncertain and even alarming. We are called to discover how God is meeting us with resurrection and the newness of life. Many of us long for this difficult time to be over, but if we lean into the promise that God is always with us, how can we be awake and alive to God's movement in our midst here and now? How does the biblical story show us ways that we can participate in what God is doing in our midst? We invite you to enter in and encounter the God who goes with his people into exile.
Exile is when you are sent away from home, away from the land where you live and the people that you know, and everything changes. You don't get to do the things you used to do, or be with the people you used to be with, or worship God in the same way you used to. Everything is different and strange. About 2,600 years ago, Babylon was a powerful empire that ruled all the nations around it, including the nation of Judah. In the land of Judah, God spoke to a prophet named Jeremiah and told him to give a message to the king of Judah. The message was, "Don't try to fight against the Babylonian Empire." But King Zedekiah did not listen to God's message. He decided that the nation of Judah should rebel against Babylon. This was a big mistake. Because Judah rebelled, the Babylonian army sent their soldiers on mighty chariots into the lands where God's people lived, to destroy the walls of the capital city, and to capture the king, and to steal all the gold from the royal palace and the holy temple before burning both buildings to the ground. They kidnapped all the rich rulers to bring them to different cities and towns spread out across Babylon. The Babylonian army only left behind some of the very poorest of God's people so that they could stay to work in the fields and vineyards, planting crops and growing grapes. And so God's people had to leave behind everything they knew and go into exile in Babylon, where everything was different. Worst of all, they were 1,500 kilometers away. That's as far as walking all the way from Vancouver to Saskatchewan. Far away from the temple where they had prayed and worshiped God and were formed as a people to show God's light and love to the world. How could they be God's people when they couldn't worship in the temple in Jerusalem? How could they show God's light and love to the world when they were in exile? How could they tell the stories of God or sing the songs of God without crying all the time, now that they were in exile and so far away from God? But God had a surprise for his people. Yes, they were far away from their lands and their best friends and their old work and their schools. They were even far away from the temple that was now smashed and ruined, and they couldn't worship God the way they used to. But they were not as far away from God and God's love as they thought. No, God was right there with them in exile, in the midst of everything that felt turned inside out and upside down. God would never leave his people. God's light and love would be with them always, even in exile, so they could keep sharing God's light and love with the world. And God had a rescue plan to bring God's people home.